This week, Bill Timmy of Doyon talks about the importance of voting. Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives. On this program, we'll have music from the Savunga Dancers, from Peter Lafarge, and from Nootka, the tribe in Vancouver Island, British Columbia. We begin now with a recent interview with the General Counsel for Doyon Limited, and Nikolai talks with Bill Timmy.
The whole land claims is set up pretty much according to the way Congress was used to dealing with large organizations, mm-hmm. and that was by using corporations. And many people are used to participating in their own villages through selection of their leaders. But with corporations, it's a little bit different. The corporate offices are often far away from the villages, and it's necessary for people to have a voice in it, because what the people are doing actually are voting for the boards of directors, and these are the people who will be making the policy decisions for the corporation and for the shareholders, the people in the villages and the people in the urban areas. Unless these people, the directors, make their decisions wisely, land claims can be for naught. Everything that people have worked long and hard to obtain can be lost in a matter of a few short years. Therefore, it's very important that people think carefully and choose the people who are going to represent them best, and to handle the money and the land received from land claims in a manner that's going to be best for everyone.
What are Native people really voting for?
Well, a corporation is kind of a strange animal. Most people, not only in Alaska but outside, aren't used to dealing with corporations. But what happens is that the shareholders actually own the corporation. They own the stock, which means that they indirectly own the corporation. And along with the stock comes the right to choose the people who are going to run the corporation. This is the board of directors. And the board sets all of the policy for the corporation. They hire people to carry out that policy, like myself and others, and each of the, not only the regional corporations, but the village corporations as well. But the shareholder, unlike, say, an owner of a small store in a village, where he not only owns the store, but he also decides, for instance, what groceries to buy or what's going to be best. The shareholders, because there are so many of them and they live in so many different areas, it's hard for them to make these kinds of decisions. So instead, they hire people or elect people to make the decisions for them. And this is the board of directors. And the board, in turn, turns around and hires the people who actually do the work. It's kind of like a pyramid that's turned upside down. On top, we have all of the shareholders. In Doyon's case, it's over 9,000. Then right below the shareholders are the board of directors. They are shareholders also, and they're chosen by a vote of all of the shareholders. They make the decisions. They decide what direction the corporation will go in, whether it will go into, say, stores, whether it will go into development of resources. And then the board of directors, in turn, hires people to carry out their decisions. For instance, if the board decides if a village corporation decides to set up a village store, then instead of the board itself going out and getting a building, stocking it, running the store, the board hires people to do this for it, because the board isn't a full-time job. There isn't in most corporations, at least in our region, in all of our corporations within our region. The board isn't paid anything. They get per diem and their travel expenses, and then they get a little bit of money because what's called a meeting fee, which is what they receive because they've had to take time off from their jobs and have to be away from home, and this compensates them for the time that they spend in the meetings. But the work for the corporation is done by the people that the board hires. The board just kind of supervises them.
We'll hear more from Ann Nicolai and the General Counsel for Doyon Limited, Bill Timmy, after we hear from this selection, How Much Will I Get for This Ivory Carving, performed by the Savunga Dancers. Thanks to Folkways Records for donating to Potlatch this music of the Savunga Dancers.
What should Native people know about the political process?
Well, it's very important because the corporations aren't run like a general election. For instance, in a general election, everyone know who the candidates are. Everyone has a vote. And if you're not going to be in the village or at your home at the time of election day, you can vote an absentee ballot. And to a certain extent, this is a system that the corporations also have through proxy voting. Once a year, the corporations hold what's called an annual meeting. And at this meeting, the most important part of business that's being handled is the election of the directors. And the people who are there at the meeting in person, of course, vote in person, but this is only a small number of the shareholders compared to all of the ones that really own stock. So the people who aren't at the meeting or don't have, in Doyon's case, for instance, who don't happen to be living in Fairbanks and who can't make it to the meeting, they can vote by what's called a proxy. And what a proxy is the people give or grant to someone else the right to cast their vote for them. And Doyon's case, it's a little bit different than in some corporations in that our proxy isn't what's called a straight management proxy. In other words, the management of the corporation, the present board of directors in corporations normally send out a proxy which says, I grant, I withhold the right to vote for the board of directors. And what management then can do is, from the people that it's nominated for the board, it takes the shareholders' vote and votes it the way it thinks is best. In Doyon's case, our proxy, for instance, has a place on it where you can give it to anyone, to another shareholder, to vote it for you. You don't have to return it only to management. But if you don't know of another shareholder that's going to be at the meeting to vote the proxy, then you can return it to management. But instead of just saying to management, here's my proxy, do with it like you want, there's a place on it where the shareholder actually says, I want this person, I want this person, and I want this person to be directors. Mm-hmm. And management, or the people that vote the proxy at the meeting, have to vote it that way. If they don't vote it that way, they violated the proxy, and that vote won't be counted, but they'll go back to the person's original mm-hmm. instructions and vote it that way. And it's very important for two reasons. We have to have boards of directors to run the corporations, and so there has to be a certain number of people present at the meeting in person or by proxy, the quorum. If there isn't a quorum, then the meeting has to be rescheduled. And it's fairly expensive to go through the whole process as required by law to hold another annual meeting. But more importantly, these are the people, and I keep coming back to this, the board of directors are the people that are really saying what the impact of land claims is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, you know, that's the most important thing, you know, that's really happening, I think, in the state. And people ought to, you know, take an interest and see what's happening with their corporation and make certain that the leadership is good, that it reflects what they want to happen, because it, you know, it can be disastrous otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How often are village corporations voting? Like once a year or?
The state law requires that there be a meeting at least once a year to elect directors for every corporation. So normally what you'd have would be each village corporation would hold a meeting every year, and then the regional corporation would also hold a meeting once a year. Now, there can be additional meetings called for by the board of directors. For instance, if there's an important decision that's coming up and the board may want to explain to the shareholders what's happening, then they can call for a special meeting and let the shareholders know. Are under the law, there if certain things happen, or if the corporation wants to do certain things, then it has to get the approval of the shareholders, for instance, mm-hmm. amending the articles. Or if the shareholders are unhappy with the directors, if they feel that the directors aren't doing their job or really either taking advantage of the trust that the shareholders have placed in them by electing them, or they're making the wrong decisions, the shareholders themselves can call for a special meeting to vote those people out. You know, the shareholders have the power, and one of the big problems with corporations is just learning how to use that power mm-hmm. to make certain that the corporation does what the shareholders want it to do. In the normal corporation, as I said, the board of directors in power will select only so many people to run for the new seats, as many people as there are seats, and then the proxy is just kind of a rubber stamp, and there's really no contest.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't preclude someone else from running on their own.
Mm-hmm.
In Doyon's case, for instance, at our last annual meeting last year, we had 10 seats available on the board. Our nominating committee nominated, I believe, over 15 people, and there was places for a write-in. In fact, one of the board members that was chosen was not one of those that was nominated by the nominating committee. So what we've tried to do is structure the proxy so that people have a choice and can express that choice. This isn't necessarily true in other regions.
We'll be back with Ann Nicolai and Beetle Timmy after we tell you that we're thanking KNOM for carrying Potlatch, and to introduce the next record, Peter LaFarge, with Nick Navarro playing the Indian drums.
Way up in South Dakota, legislators passed a law to make the Indian reservation state land forevermore. Cattle barons gave the order, for they control the vote, and no one in the capital would dare to rock the boat. But them Indians got no war whoop anymore, anymore. No, the Indians got no war whoop anymore. It's all right to ravage the defenseless savage, 'cause them Indians got no war whoop anymore. Now there was one way to stop this with 14,000 names, but the white men were not frightened like Custer of ill fame. They never thought the Indians would organize. They never have, they never will. It'll be a great surprise, 'cause the Indians got no war whoop anymore, anymore. No, the Indians got no war whoop anymore. It's all right to ravage the defenseless savage, 'cause them Indians got no war whoop anymore. The Indians fought with pens and pencils, just 14,000 strong. They threw it into referendum and it didn't take them long. The Indians took the saddle as they did in days of yore. Now they're frightened at the capital, 'cause the Indians won the war. Oh, the Indians got no war whoop anymore, anymore. No, the Indians got no war whoop anymore. It's all right to ravage the defenseless savage, 'cause them Indians got no war whoop anymore. Now in every Indian nation and in every Indian tribe, Indian hearts stand up to sing of South Dakota's pride. All across America, the red man has found out, as long as he is organized, the thieves are all in rout. Oh, the Indians got no war whoop anymore. We checked with the Harvard Department of Anthropology, and they told us Indians got no war whoop anymore. It's all right to ravage the defenseless savage, 'cause them Indians got no war whoop anymore.
You may have guessed the title, War Whoop, Peter LaFarge, with Nick Navarro playing the Indian drums.
What do you have to do to vote by proxy?
Okay. First of all, normally when you get the proxy, you ought to check it to make certain that your name is correct, that the number of shares of stock that you have is correct, and then read the proxy instructions carefully. There's normally a little booklet that goes along with the proxy, that explains who you're voting on, and it gives a little background about what's going to be coming up at the election, the important issues. It should also have in it the list of all of the candidates and a little brief resume or explanation of what they've done and who they are. You should read over all of this material. In addition, there should be an annual report that either comes with the proxy or right before, and this tells you what your corporation has done during the previous year. You should kind of look over that to see if the corporation is really doing what you think it ought to do. And then, you just follow the proxy instructions in filling out your proxy in terms of who you want to vote for, because the system's actual filling out of the proxy varies greatly from one area to another. Some places you have a label that you put on. Others are using little cards where you just make some checks and then they're computer counted. Others, you can write in names or indicate how many votes you want each person to receive. So you pretty much have to look at the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Then the important thing is to sign it and date it, because your proxy is valid only if it's signed. If you're not able to write your name, then you can make your mark and have it witnessed by two people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a custodian for your children, in other words, their stock is held by you until they reach the age of 19, then you should sign your name and not the children's name. This was one of the problems that we had, and perhaps our directions weren't explicit enough at our last meeting, and that was that a lot of people return the proxies with their children's name. They have their children sign them. Well, we weren't able to count those. What we tried to do was go back to those people and contact them before the annual meeting and to make certain that their votes would be counted and have them fill out a new proxy form. But it has to be, the proxy has to be signed by the person that whose name appears at the top, the person whose name the stock is in. It should also be dated, because that means that the date is a critical thing here, because you can cancel your proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever proxy you send in that has the latest date on it, that's the one that's going to be counted.
Mm-hmm.
Proxies aren't something where you give your vote away. If you what we encourage people to do is go ahead, fill out a proxy, and send it in. Mm-hmm. Then if you're able to come to the meeting, your proxy is pulled, it's canceled, and you get mm-hmm. to vote in person, or you vote in person. But it's kind of like an insurance policy to make certain your vote is counted.
Here on Potlatch, we present the Potlatch Song from the Nootka Tribe of British Columbia. Potlatch Song from the Nootka Tribe of Vancouver Island, British Columbia, performed by Joe Titian.
What do people vote for? Do they vote for ideas or just people?
That's kind of hard. There can be a number of things that are voted on. Generally, of course, at every annual meeting, you vote on names, people mm-hmm. who are going to be on the board. But, you know, voting for people, you're really kind of voting for ideas, because people have different ideas as far as what should be done. So mm-hmm. this is one reason why you should be, I think shareholders should be careful to make certain they know a little bit about who they're voting for. Because you could vote for someone that looks really good, for instance, but may want to go in and dig up every bit of gravel around your village and wipe out all of the hunting and fishing. So you kind of have to have an idea of what people stand for, what they're thinking, and what they want to see the corporation do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and some other things that you might vote on would be, for instance, if there have been changes in the bylaws or the articles. These normally require shareholder approval in the case of bylaws. In other words, the board can change the bylaws, but the shareholders have to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the articles, the shareholders have to approve it first off. And so you should find out about those. And if you don't understand it, then you can write to the corporation,
mm-hmm.
and they're required to provide you with more information.
Yeah, and what happens if people don't vote?
Two things. The worst thing that happens is you don't get a quorum, and you have to reschedule the meeting. And then if you don't vote, and there still is a meeting, then it means you've lost your voice.
Can you explain what the quorum is?
Okay. Alaska law requires that a certain percentage of the shareholders be either physically present at a meeting or represented by proxies. And this varies. There's a kind of a floor. I think it's one-third of the shareholders. And then other corporations, you can set a higher limit. In Doyon's case, we require at least 50% of the shareholders to be present. And the reason you have this is because otherwise you could go in and say only a tenth of the shareholders show up at the annual meeting, but yet they're making decisions for the other 90% that isn't there.
Mm.
So with 50%, we set it high for the reason that we want to make certain that the board and the decisions that are made at the annual meeting are really the decisions of the shareholders, of the people. If you don't have a voice, the same thing can happen to you in government, only worse, I think. Land claims isn't just, or the regional and village corporations aren't just other normal corporations. In a normal corporation, people buy stock because they're going to make money off of it, and this is the main thing. Well, no Alaskan native had any choice into what corporation he wound, was in. And it's a little bit more. The corporations own the land around the village. They are receiving money. And they're going to play a large role in what happens to people. And if it's used wisely, the people are going to obtain the benefits. If it's used not very wisely, not only won't there be any benefits, but the impact could be very disastrous. The lands around villages could be used in such a manner that it would be impossible to hunt and fish on them, which affects not only the people that are living now, but the people of generations to come. These corporations, the stock right now is you can't sell it or trade it or anything else, but in 20 years, it's going to be on the market, which means that a big company could very easily come in and buy up your land claims corporation and do the same thing to your village lands that might happen. You couldn't stop it because they would own the land. The corporation owns the land, and the shareholders don't. They just own the corporation. We're coming up on the time when annual meetings are going to be held. Doyon's is going to be set for the third week in March. It'll be right after the Tananaw Chiefs Conference. I know the Arctic Slopes is going to be held this spring also, as well as Nana's. And most of the other regions are having their meetings in the spring, with the exception of maybe Chelista and Bristol Bay. And really the most important thing that's happening now, I think, is land claims, and it's going to have a heck of an impact on the future and on the children that are growing up now and on the children that haven't been born yet. And the only way that anyone in a village or anyone anywhere has a voice in what happens with land claims is by who sits on that board of directors. And so it's very important that people vote, that people make a choice, think about it. Unfortunately, we're tied to timetables. We send out proxies, and they have to be returned by the annual meeting. So when you receive your proxy materials, think about it and get it in the mail right away. It's probably one of the more important things that you'll be doing this year. Maybe the benefits won't be tomorrow, but there are going to be benefits if your decision is wise, and real problems if the decision, if you don't do anything, or if people who aren't really responsive to the needs of the shareholders are elected.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about the annual meetings about voting, because I think it's one part of the corporations that people really aren't familiar yet. And unfortunately, it's the most important part, because it's the way the shareholders have a voice in what happens to their land and the money they receive through land claims.
Uh-huh. Okay, this has been Annie Kalai and our guest, Bill Timmy, from General Counsel of Doyon Limited.
In the few moments we have left before the end of the program, we remind you that if you have any questions that you would like answered on Potlatch, or if you have any criticisms, write to KUAC, Fairbanks, Alaska. This is Jeff Kennedy. Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau, KLTZ Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.